Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to this week's show. I am John. This is my buddy Tony. We're glad that you're here. We're so excited you've taken time out of your busy day to listen to the Disney Parks Podcast. And one thing we'd like to tell you right on the front end, if you wouldn't mind coming to our website and clicking on one of the many ads that we have for some of our great sponsors like MagicStrollers.com, not only can they save you money, but that also helps us out. Magic Strollers is one of the few, if not the only, authorized Disney providers for strollers. So that means that you can have your stroller delivered to your Disney resort or your off-property resort if you're staying there, and they can actually leave it there, and you don't have to wait for it or have to stay there to get it picked up. You can just pick it up when you arrive, leave it when you leave, and no fuss, no muss, no bother. MagicStrollers.com is a great option if you're looking for a stroller rental. And go ahead and click on our banner on DisneyParksPodcast.com, and that'll help us out a little bit. And I'm excited. When we're recording this, we're just a few days away from the Disney Parks Podcast September meetup at the Terra Tony Lounge at Wilderness Lodge. Tony, are you excited about what's going to happen this Saturday?
I'm ecstatic. I'm elated. I can't keep the excitement contained.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We're just going to get together. It's this Saturday, September 5th at 7 p.m. We're going to be at the Territory Lounge, a.k.a. the Terra Tony Lounge, at the Wilderness Lodge. We want to make sure you guys are there. We're going to start around 7 o'clock. It's just going to be a real low-key gathering, a bunch of people hanging out, having a good time. Come meet Tony. Come meet myself. My lovely wife, Parkhopper Sid, is going to be there. Make sure that you hang out. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to even have some goodies we're going to give away. Who knows what craziness will ensue. We just want to make sure that you guys are out there. And Tony, help me with this. We have to take a picture. We've had like three meetups.
And
no pictures.
And no evidence that they ever existed.
So
it's like we're in the witness protection program.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're telling you guys that, you know, we literally could tell people the last meetup, but this is what you missed. Bob Gurr brought out Walt Disney's cryogenically frozen body, thawed him out. Uncle Walt said hello. They put him back to sleep. That's what happened. That's what you missed.
Marty Sklar came and brought the original Disneyland map.
It was unbelievable. They had actual Disney Mickey Mouse Club members there with their original outfits. It was really awesome.
Singing, dancing.
Oh, it was crazy. Yeah. It's just crazy. You missed out.
But we don't have pictures to prove it to anybody. So there you go.
Yeah, didn't prove.
I did post this on the Facebook invite. I believe I did. And if I didn't, maybe I have to go back and double check. If you bring a set of Mickey ears, you could win a special prize. So if you have Mickey ears, I would encourage you to bring them to this meetup.
Ooh, I've got an idea.
Do you
How about we not only do that, but why don't we have best Mickey ears in show contest?
Okay.
So you come with your most awesome set of Mickey ears, and it's kind of like, you know, Miss America pageant. You parade through and you show off your Mickey ears, and we'll do prizes for the best ears. And if you wear them, we'll have, you know, a special prize just for you. I think that'd be kind of fun. I've got some really cool Mickey ears.
Yeah.
I think I'm probably disqualified from winning a prize.
Yeah, so. I think so.
Oh, well,
I think so.
So that's going to be this Saturday as we record this podcast, September 5th. So if you're listening to this after September, we had a great time and hopefully you were there.
Exactly. The next two things we want you to do that will always help us out, and you can do this at any time during your leisure, is if you can go over to iTunes and give us a little review. That helps us in many, many different ways, of which you don't know, but I will tell you that it does. So just go over there, put in your 2 cents, give us a little star rating. If you want to put a little comment, hey, Tony, hey, John, thanks for the show, yada, yada, yada. I'm doing my Seinfeld thing now, but that would help us. And if you could share the show with anybody, you can do that by going to the website or just telling somebody, hey, buddy, have you listened to this Disney Parks podcast? It's pretty cool. You can find it on Stitcher or on iTunes or any other podcatcher thing out there. We're all over the place. So if you could do those two things, it would help us a lot, and it means a lot to us. So that would be awesomeness. Hey, John, I heard we got some email.
We did. We actually got some email, if you can believe that. It's like it's a Yeti sighting. We actually have some email. Our good friend James Simon sent us an email about the August 24th episode. Apparently, I was kind of on a rant about, you know, why we don't say Christmas and instead of saying, you know, holidays, everything's holidays, you know, like the Very Merry Holidays or the holiday party at Disney. And he wrote in and he said this, and I quote, great job on the 824 episode. My wife and I are sailing out of Galveston in November, and we did not know about the new liquor policy on Disney Cruise Line. That was good info to have. And just so you know, I totally agree with you about the holiday titling on everything instead of Christmas. I'm not a fan of this. Frankly, I think we've gone too far away from not wanting to offend people. Just my 2 cents. Have a great day, and y'all keep up the great work. And I end quote. James, thank you so much. I agree with you, obviously, because I'm the one that was prattling on about it. But we'd love to hear from you guys. Thank you so much for sending the email. And if you guys want to send us more email, you can always send it to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. That would be awesomeness. And thank you, James, for that. That's very cool. And last week, John said on the podcast that we would send something to the first person that named kind of our wall of fame on our new website. So if you haven't been out to the new website, there's a bunch of Disney legends that were, well, our Disney legends up there on our masthead. And John Paul King was the first one to email us with all of the correct names. And I have to say that some of those are tough because they're not really faces that you see often. I mean,
oh yeah,
one woman, Julie Nathanson, she's the voice of Belle in the video games, so you don't see her face really at all. Right. So to know that it was her, you had to do some Google searching, I'm thinking, with that picture.
Yeah.
A little Google photo search.
When I was putting that together, I was like trying to just make sure I was confirming. I was doing it next to Tony and I said, hey, this is her, right? This is him, right? This is these people. And he's like, yep, that we're all good. And wanted to make sure that I guess I did good. I guess I pulled all the right pictures. So that's great. Congratulations, John.
Yeah. So I will send you something probably this week in the mail, probably via FedEx, actually. So it's not going to be in the mail. And I'll send you an email, John, with the tracking number so that you can follow its path to your house.
That's awesome. Yep. We should do more of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we have some other things. After this meetup, we'll figure out what's left. I do have, you know, we do have to plan the next meetup. And I'm thinking with September, well, maybe still a little too warm for September. Although this meetup is in the beginning of September. But anyway, we do have some kites, and we do have to have a kite meetup because we got lots of kites to give away still.
Oh, yeah. Good Lord. Yes. We're so grateful that X-Kites sent us so many kites. I'm shocked how many kites they sent us.
Yeah. So we have to have that kite meetup soon. We're really just waiting for the weather to cool down because we don't want to go sweating our kahunis off.
We don't want to melt the kites, nor do we want to melt ourselves.
Yeah.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
All right, so let's get to the news, my friend.
All right, let's get into the news. You know, I read this. I think it was Disney that put this out. It's called Pixar in a Box. And Well, I'll give you my opinion after I read this story. So Pixar in a Box is a new online resource that explores the academic concepts behind Pixar Animation Studio creative process. It went live on the khanacademy.org on Thursday, August 27th. This free online curriculum uses video lessons, interactive exercises, and hands-on activities to help students discover how the academic concepts they learn in school enable Pixar filmmakers to create movie magic. Pixar in a Box has been designed especially for students in the middle and high school area, but resources are available to learners of all ages, including knuckleheads like me. Learning makes us beginners again, said Ed Catmull, who is the president of Pixar and the Walt Disney Animation Studio. In my experience, creativity involves missteps and imperfections, which is one more reason it is important for every one of us to keep on learning. In order to remain flexible and keep our brains nimble. And I agree, Ed. By working with the Khan Academy on Pixar in a Box, we hope to encourage the excitement of learning and creative thinking for the middle and high school students to provide tools to do it. And so I went out to the Khan Academy and I signed up with my Facebook account, which was simple. And I started taking these lessons. And it was very interesting to see, you know, how Pixar does these things. Like, the example they were using was a blade of grass in Brave. Now, if you've seen the movie, there's a bazillion of them, you know. So how they make each blade of grass and the mathematics behind it, I was like, oh, my God, that seems very time consuming.
Right.
But, you know, then they show you like the process of how they can render it. They even show you the server farm that it takes, what did they say, 24 hours to render one frame. I was like, that's like crazy. So no wonder why it takes Pixar like 2 years to make a movie. It's like, you know, they probably only do it really in, you know, 60 days, and then it takes the rest of the time just to render the film.
Right.
You know. But it's really encourage you to go out to the Khan. It's called Khan, K-H-A-N Academy. You know, Khan like Star Trek.
Khan!
Exactly. Academy.org. And just search for Pixar in a Box, and you'll get to see the whole thing. And I really, you know, if you're interested in movie making and how to make, you know, computer animated movies, these are not, you know, hand-drawn. This is not Disney's hand-drawn stuff. This is computer animated movies, Pixar stuff. It is very interesting, and I think you'll all really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's amazing, and I think that's awesome. They put it out. They put it out for free, and they make it available, especially for kids. I've not spent any time. Are they going to get into the storytelling, or are they just getting into the, you know, how the creative process works? Because I think the storytelling, if they start doing stuff about storytelling aspect of what Pixar does, I'm going to sign up for that yesterday.
There is. A lot of it is on the creative stuff, but they do talk about the storytelling as well as part of the creative process. So it's not completely disconnected. That it is still in there. So, but it's really the mechanics of the process of, you know, making a blade of grass or making hair or things like that. So,
wow, yeah, that's awesome. Another byproduct of that, and honestly, is probably one of the reasons that Pixar got involved in it, is you probably come away with a much deeper appreciation for the Pixar movies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so when you watch those things, I'm sure that it's even more awe-inspiring in the most real sense of the word, awesome.
Yeah. And you know, one interesting thing was every movie that they've done brings a new challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's water, whether it's grass, whether it's hair, you know, all of those movies, each movie brought a new challenge that they had to step back from things that they learned from the last movie and say, all right, great, we could do that, but now how do we do this? Mm-hmm. And then they have to start the whole process of figuring out, you know, how to do that, engineering new software, you know, new processes of, you know, making hair or whatever it is. Right. And, you know, they don't go out and buy stuff off the shelf software. They create their own software to do this. Right. So not only are they building a creative process, they're also then engineering new software, which can do this again.
Right. So. Yeah, it's one of the stories I remember listening to, how they were creating the hair on Sully for the first Monsters, Inc., and how incredibly intricate that was. And then you flash forward to Brave with Merida's hair.
Yeah.
Was just incredible how they made that. They made that leap. And you could just tell it's just an amazing process. So that's cool. I've not checked that out yet. I've definitely got to do that.
Yep.
Well, moving on, a little bit more information about another incredible, I cannot even say this with a straight face, another incredible option on the My Disney Experience mobile app. Disney PhotoPass service is making your photo experience even more convenient at Walt Disney World Resort with a new Disney PhotoPass addition to the My Disney Experience mobile application. In addition to planning and sharing your Walt Disney World vacation, the latest My Disney Experience mobile app update will allow you to view all your Disney PhotoPass vacation photos, including photos from select attractions and dining locations. You can also purchase Memory Maker to receive access to all of those Walt Disney World vacation memories for a single price. It's not necessarily inexpensive, but it's totally worth it. You can find Disney PhotoPass photographer locations at Walt Disney World, and you can link your Disney PhotoPass cards collected during your vacation. And this is really good, especially if you're, you're like me as a local, and you go and you get a picture and you get a card. You don't necessarily keep that card. I get a new one every time. I'm slacker, I know. But moving on, all guests with an active Memory Maker entitlement will be able to use the app to download their photos and share them with their favorite social media applications all through their mobile device. You can download the My Disney Experience mobile app to get easy access to all your Walt Disney World Resort memories anytime, anywhere. So I think this is great. I think this is another great opportunity for the My Disney Experience app to be involved. I struggle with it because whenever I'm on property, my mobile app doesn't seem to work.
Yeah, that is the problem. That is the problem, my friend. Yeah.
It's just like, Magic Bands. Magic Bands are amazing when they work.
Right. So I was talking to somebody, Raphael, about this today, the My Disney Experience app. The app is great for, certain things, making dining reservations and fast passes and things like that. But why don't they, when you link your ticket, if I have like an iPhone, I have an iPhone 6 Plus.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Why can't my phone be my Magic Band? It's got RFID in it. Why can't I just bring this to the park, tap this on Mickey's little ball thing, and then, use my finger? That's one thing. And then they came out with that Disney shopping app, which, is interesting, where you can buy things from the park and then have them shipped to your house. But why did they create a separate app for that? Why didn't they build that into the My Disney Experience app? Why do they keep making other apps? They're all free. These
are different departments.
They're all free. They all should be doing, put it all in the one app.
Yeah, but they're different departments.
And wait, I'm going to.
You've got the merchandising department doing their thing. You've got the PhotoPass thing.
Okay, hold on. The Disneyland app is different than the Disney World, My Experience app. That's still parks. That should be all in one app. And based on my location, whether I'm in Florida or California, and they can do that with geolocation, it pulls up my Disneyland Fast Pass options or whatever, rather than my Disney World Fast Pass options.
I'll say this again.
Am I trying to think too much into this?
I'll say this again. If I didn't say this last week on the show, I know I said it in person to a few people. Figure out what makes the most sense or what fans want. Make that list. Put it up on a whiteboard. Take photos of it.
And then cross it out?
And then whatever's on that list, Disney is going to do 180 degrees opposite what's on that list. Mm. That's just this. It seems to be that's the way it works.
Yeah, I
don't understand it. I think part of the reason that your iPhone can't be that is because Disney doesn't want to relinquish control of the, you know, the technology and or the Magic Band numbers. You know, it's like Janet Jackson said, it's all about control.
Well, I have to link my Magic Band to my app so that I can make fast passes. You know, we link it.
But that's through your email account. You're not linking your Magic Band to your My Magic Experience. It's through your email.
Right.
The Magic Band.
They're not relinquishing control. I'm just, rather than using a band, I'm using a phone.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is your band with the RFID chip, that number, Disney controls that. The band is accessing your account because the RFID is associated with your account number. Your account number is associated to your email address. That email address is associated to your my Disney Experience. So there's no RFID number associated with your My Disney Experience other than access through the app. Am I making sense? You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
You disagree.
And I disagree with it.
Okay.
I think Disney's overthinking it. I really do. But that's
never happened before.
Well, now's the first time.
That has never happened before, Avatar Land. So,
all right, let's move on to some food and wine news.
Yes.
The first thing up, which I just read a couple days ago, which I thought was interesting until I saw the price and then I almost fell out of my seat and dropped dead. If you enjoy the ultimate VIP touring experience of Epcot Food and Wine, if you want everything served to you on a silver platter with a silver spoon, this is for you. Okay, so listen up. You can get a VIP experience. And for Walt Disney pass holders, you can book the ultimate VIP tour and get a 15% discount. So there is hope for you. This is not to be confused with the Epcot Food and Wine Festival tasting sampler or the Epcot Food and Wine premium package. This is the ultimate VIP tour experience for the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. And it offers a combination of VIP experiences, special events, and opportunities to learn from Disney chefs and other festival notables in a whole new way. So apparently they can think a little bit outside the box, John.
Well, when there's money involved.
That's right. So your special food and wine experience, which will last a full day, includes all of the following. Seating for What's Cooking With... which includes a champagne toast and see a list of who's appearing each week so that you know which day you want to buy this package for. You'll also get a special beverage demonstration, including wine, spirits, and craft beers in the VIP lounge at the Festival Center. Escorts to experience Soarin' and Test Track attractions. So you get both of those. You're escorted to those two attractions. You get a private tasting and pairing event with Disney chefs at the new Sustainable Chew Marketplace booth, which includes tasting of the three most popular food and wine pairings. You get a backstage VIP tour of the land. Whoopee-doo. You can buy that. You get gold badge seating at the Eat to the Beat concert, plus another champagne toast. Plus, you will get VIP reserved area for illumination viewing. So to begin your day, you report to the Festival Center to sign in and receive your itinerary and credentials. And here are a few more details. This will be at Epcot, obviously. It'll be on Fridays and Sundays throughout the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. First event will begin at 9:45 a.m., and the pricing is $424.94, includes tax, without the pass holder discount, With the pass holder discount, that's $361.20 and includes tax. For more information on availability and to book your ultimate VIP tour experience, call 407-WDW-TOUR or 407-939-8687. Do you think this is a $424 value?
Dude, I... No.
Let's do some math. I have to do some quick thinking. The what's cooking is about $130. Now, is this a per... I'm assuming this is a person, per person.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so the cooking thing is $130. A special beverage demonstration, that's about $15 for one of those. So let's say you're doing, let's say that's 15, 15, 30, four, let's say that's $45. So you're up to around 200. Soarin' and Test Track, that's free with your admission. And this is, I don't think park admission is included in this.
Of course not.
You have to get into the park. So
yes.
All right. So let's take that off the table. A private tasting pairing event with a chef. I don't know. I don't know. That's really not on the menu.
Right.
Backstage tour of the land. What is that? $15 now?
No, it's, I think it's like 50, 60 per bucks a person. I think.
All right. So we're at like 250 and Eat to the Beat is free and Illuminations is free. So they're overpriced by about $200.
Well, I mean, a private tasting and pairing event with a Disney chef.
It's not a $200 value.
I don't know. If you do the things over at the Contemporary with the chef, the family, what's that? $300 a person?
Yeah, but this is at the festival, and I think some of those are, you know, $30 at best.
Right.
You know, one of those things.
I got stuck and cracked up on the escort to experience Soarin' and Test Track attractions. Mm. You know, my first thought is they just like, okay, here's the way to Epcot or here's the way to Soarin'. Okay, there's Soarin', get in line.
Yeah,
I don't, you know, I'm assuming that they're going to
They're going to backdoor you to the.
Yeah, but I just thought that was funny.
Yeah.
The amount of money that they're making, I mean, I know they're spending a lot of money too. I mean, there's a lot going on here. But the amount of money that they're charging for this is so cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
You know, it to me anyway, it's the same thing with the Sorcerer package at D23 Expo. It's so ridiculously high.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're getting your money's worth. I think if you bought these things individually, it would probably be more, you know, depending on what they are. And I'd have to go back and look at the pricing for it.
Here's the good news. The good news is if you are a pass holder, I mean, at $361.20, that may be then worth it.
Right. If this was an anniversary.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's worth it because I'm a single person and I'm going, right. All right, $361 for me, that's not too shabby. Right. I'm not going to say I'm going to consider it, but it certainly lowers it down from $424.
Right.
For a couple, that's a lot of money.
Right. $700, give or take,
yeah,
for my wife and I to go do this is not going to happen. If it was our anniversary and Epcot Food and Wine was the greatest thing since sliced Wonder Bread, and it was our absolute favorite, like our friends Bob and Mary from All In WDW, you know, this might be something they would do because this is their event. You know, this might be something Rick would be interested in, you know, because Rick loves these you know, Food and Wine things.
Yeah.
But for $361 per person, and the pushback on you doing it is that's great for you. You're going to be by yourself, and obviously you'll make friends, but you know, what if there's only three people that sign up for this? You're stuck with those three.
Yeah, all day.
All day.
Yeah, from 9:45 to Illuminations at 9 o'clock at night. That's 12 hours.
No. 9:15, 9:30. They pushed Illuminations back because of Each of the Beat.
Okay, and here's the other thing that which got me scared is there's not a lot of food included in this. It's not like there's no dinner, there's no lunch, and there's no breakfast.
Right.
The cooking with is a meal. You know, they're calling it brunch. You know, I'm signed up for two of them. So you'll get a pretty good meal for that. But then that's it. I mean, we're talking a beverage demonstration, so you're going to have a bunch of liquor. And then we're talking about a pairing. We're talking, you know, they're not going to give you a full meal. You're going to get probably, you know, food and wine portion with some other, you know, right, wine or cocktail or something.
Right.
And that's it.
Right.
And then your food stops.
Right. Well, I'm sure the expectation is the seating with Mickey things probably, what, an hour and a half? So you're looking at 11. Mm-hmm. You know, your beverage demonstration, maybe another hour, hour and a half. So you're looking at 1. Go ride Test Track and Soarin'. So that takes you to 2 or 3. Private tastings at 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. Backstage tour, 6. You know, and then you're eat to the beat, 7 or 8. And then you got your VIP illuminations at like 9:30. I know they push the time back and I can't remember what it is. Mm. So your day is going to be full, but I'm sure the expectation is if you're hungry, there's like tons of booths that you can go to. Mm. But who knows? You know, it's Disney and I'm not saying that it's not possible. It's like, all right, here's some lunch. But, you know, they would put that in there if it was something they were doing. I think that people are going to buy it. If we were financially capable, it would be something I would think about. Mm. You know, but if we were financially capable to do that, I'd just rather save the money and put it on down payment for a Four Seasons house inside of Golden Oak.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I'd do. Yeah. That's just me being a nerd.
Yeah. I would probably skip the Test Track and Soarin' and go have lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just me.
You know, I understand Soarin'. Test Track kind of befuddles me, but Soarin', you know, anyway. Yeah. So speaking of the Eat to the Beat concerts, if you enjoy the Toe Tapping Tunes as much as the Tasty Treats, you will love that starting now, you can make Fast Pass Plus reservations for the Eat to the Beat concert series. I think this is going to ruin it for everybody. I'll just go ahead and throw that out there. These nightly shows during the 20th Epcot International Food and Wine Festival span the decades of popular music. Normal FastPass Plus booking guidelines apply, so you're going to log into the My Disney Experience to secure a spot for your favorite performers up to 60 days in advance, plus your length of stay for resort guests, and up to 30 days in advance for annual pass holders. Hey, they thought of us. David Cook will be performing, who was the Season 7 American Idol winner. He just released a new album, Swoon to Air Supply, which is celebrating 40 years as a duo. Are these guys married? I mean,
I don't know.
They should be. They've been together forever. And you can believe Wilson Phillips will be singing their first number one single, Hold On, which debuted an astonishing 25 years ago. I'm so old. The shows are going to be at 5:30, 6:45, and 8 p.m. each night of the festival. So you can look for the Fast Pass Plus line at the American Garden Theater at least 20 minutes before each show. And from there, you'll be led to a special seating area. And there's going to be a link in the show notes where you can see the complete lineup of bands. And, you know, I think that would be interesting. When you see the lineup, who are you most excited for? You know, I'm like Rick. Sister Hazel fan.
Right.
You know, I'm looking forward to them. I know Sid, Park Hopper Sid, is looking forward to Wilson Phillips again. I'm not so sure I'm really interested in a lot of the other bands.
Yeah. So after I read the story, I went on My Disney Experience. Just, I had to. And I booked a couple of fast passes for the first weekend.
Nice.
Because that's within, you know, the annual pass holder 30-day window. Just to see what it's like, and I'll probably go to those just to see what it's like, so mm-hmm. I can come back and tell you all, you know, whether this was good. I'm interested to see where the seating, because, you know, usually the front is reserved for, half of the front is now reserved for the people that will actually wait in the line, and I think the other is part of that a dinner package where you can buy the dinner and then go to the concert.
Right.
I think they're going to get the front. I have a feeling this is going to be kind of where they put, it's going to be in the middle section, but in the back where they put the other reserve stuff for the like candlelight processional. I have a feeling that's where these fast pass seats are going to be.
I don't know, man. I did candlelight processional. We do it every year a couple times, do the dinner package.
But you do the dinner. I think for the other stuff, they were putting them, not for the dinner, but for something else, they were putting them in that second area in the back.
Right.
So
I don't know how they do the front. I didn't think that anybody that stood in line got in the front.
Yeah, they do allow a certain percentage of the people that wait forever in that line to sit in the front.
Right.
It's just, I think it's just fair. I mean, if you're going to wait out there for hours, you should have a good seat. Why would you just take up all the front?
Is there really anybody that's, I shouldn't say that.
There are. There are people that stand in line.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I love
it. I mean, sometimes it goes all the way to Italy.
Literally.
Yeah. Well, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anybody coming that I would really stand in line for 2 or 3 hours to see.
No.
You know, it becomes it's just like riding Soarin'. I love Soarin'. Soarin's a great attraction, and when they change that movie, it's going to be even better. Not sure I'm going to waste 3 hours of my day.
Yeah.
Standing in line to see it.
Yeah, here's my whole thing about Eat to the Beat, and really anything that is on the American Garden stage. There's really not a bad seat. It's music. And even the worst seat, if you're sitting in the back, it's better than any seat at any Amway stadium that you could ever purchase.
Right.
Because you will never get that close at an Amway stadium.
Right. The only thing about the Garden Theater that I struggle with are the trees. Other than that, it's great.
Yeah.
And I don't want the trees taken out because I think that
it adds to the
shade. Yeah. It's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But that's really the only thing that I struggle with. Yep. I mean, even when you're standing on the promenade looking in.
You still have a great view.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can still hear them.
Yes, you can hear them all across World Showcase, usually.
Yeah. So, in my opinion, you don't need a fast pass. You don't need, the Eat to the Beat dinner thing. You know, if you're going to have dinner there, if you're going to be there all day and you're going to have dinner, well, fine, do that. And then, you'll get a seat. But it really better be for somebody that you really, love a lot. Because otherwise, I think you're just tossing money down the toilet.
True.
That's my opinion.
I agree.
All right. So we've talked about Mickey's Halloween. And I read this and I thought this was really very interesting. So if you don't want to spend money on Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and you're a DVC member, Disney's got something for you now. The Spooktacular Halloween Party is to be held in the ballroom of the Americas at Disney's Contemporary Resort from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, October 31st. The event features spooky party music, Disney characters in their best Halloween dress, beverages, snacks, face painting, carnival games, and a hay bale maze. Here's the fun part, kids. The snack menu features holiday-themed items like zombie cupcakes, blue furry monster trifles, and strawberry brain shake shooters. Halloween costume is encouraged. And it's only $15 per person over the age of 3. No discounts are permitted. No Disney Dining Plan credits can be used. And members may purchase admission for themselves and up to 15 guests. Disney Vacation Club member ID must be presented at check-in. Reservations will be accepted beginning Tuesday. Today, September 1st, 2015. For reservations, contact your DVC member services at 800-800-9800. And space is limited. Space is not limited. The American Ballroom could hold about 1,200 people. So let me tell you, if you don't want to go to the Halloween party and you can get to see the characters in their Halloween stuff for $15, guess what? You should go to this.
Okay, I've got a couple of questions.
Yes.
Is there anything in that press release that says you have to be staying on site?
No, this did not.
I think this is interesting. I'm excited that they're doing it. I'm glad they're doing some things for the DVC members. I'm not a DVC member, so I'm a little disappointed. Mm-hmm. But I think this is great. You know, and I rag on Disney a lot about, mm-hmm. you know, how they treat the pass holders and DVC right. members. So let me be the first to come right out and say, good job, Disney. When you do something great,
yeah.
you know, when you do something stupid, I'll probably be one of the first persons to say, yeah, that wasn't maybe the smartest thing. But this is a good thing. I think this is awesome. And whoever came up with the idea for the 800-800-9800 phone number,
yeah,
I love that person. Yeah, what's your phone number?
Yeah, 800-800-9800. I often think, I'm with you, John, that the pass holders are kind of written off as the second-class citizens. I sometimes feel the same way about my DVC, but occasionally they do things like this. I go, Shazam! Somebody in the DVC department is going, wait a minute, we have a lot of people that may be on property that don't want to drop $70.
Right.
And probably at this point, the party is sold out for October 31st.
Right.
So this is a great way to cover that.
Oh, yeah. I totally want to go do that.
I bet there'll be some candy. I bet they'll give some candy away, too, like for the kids, the trick-or-treating stuff, too.
I just want to see the characters.
I agree with you 1,000%. A picture of Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Goofy, any of those characters in their Halloween garb,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Mind-blowing.
All right. That's great.
Yeah. I'm going to have to corral some cats. I'm going to see if I can get 15 people.
Yeah. I'm down for three.
Yeah. Okay.
That'll be fun.
It'll be a good time. Good time.
All right. So do you consider yourself the go-to person who is always on the lookout to help a friend plan a magical Disney vacation?
I don't know anything about Disney, John. I don't know what you're talking about.
Could you communicate those answers in written form to guests around the world?
No.
Okay. Are you a stickler when it comes to grammar?
No.
Spelling?
Nope.
Punctuation?
Nope.
Well, then you, my friend, are not a person that we are looking for, because if you answered yes to any of these questions, Disney wants to hear from you, because we need you to help spread some vacation pixie dust on the Disney Moms Panel Search 2016, which is going to be coming very soon. The Disney Moms Panel Search is going to be it's the DisneyMomsPanel.com. If you're not familiar, are everyday men and women who love Disney and love to share their tips and tricks and things that they've learned, their experience with Disney, for people who are planning the vacation. So it's a really cool thing. It's a badge of honor. We know several Moms Panel members and former members. So you want to definitely keep your ears and eyes open for more news about the upcoming Mom Panel Search. Round one of the Disney Parks Mom Panel Search will begin at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, September 8th, 2015, and we'll remain open until Tuesday, September 15th, 2015, Eastern Time. So I think that's really cool. Have you ever thought about putting in for the Moms Panel, buddy?
I do every year.
Really?
I do every year. I've been doing it since they've started, but I've never made it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I know people who have made it, and I'm shocked that you haven't.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's probably many, many reasons for that. Really.
Probably.
This podcast is probably one of them.
Oh, it's Mr. Grumpy Pants.
Oh, it's just casting over again.
Oh, geez. Castle
what does he want? Again. Oh, gosh. He wants.
Did I got a lighter?
Yeah.
No, I think that you would be good on the Moms Panel. Yeah. It's really interesting, because it's like it's a weird dichotomy, because it's either a bunch of bloggers or people who don't blog, and then they get on the Moms Panel and there's like, I've got to blog.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting, and there's a lot of really great information there.
Oh yeah.
And it's a lot of people who, you know, here's the way I kind of, if you're thinking about putting your name in, you definitely should give it a whirl. But these are the people who lose their minds when people break the rules at Disney. These are those people. So, you know, just saying.
Yeah. It is, you know, we did speak to Anna. We'll have to maybe have a couple mom or two.
Yeah. And she's one of the normal ones. Don't misunderstand me. She's a normal one.
Yeah, come on and tell us about this. And maybe that'll help sway your opinion of the Mom's Panel. I was part of, I have the magnet on my refrigerator downstairs. There was like a consolation group for the people that applied and didn't make it. And they sent us this magnet, and we were this mom's something or other. I'm still surprised, even that they have dads on it, that they're still calling it the Mom's Panel.
Yeah, it's been weird. So would you get like the stepmom?
They should call it something else now that, you know, it's past moms.
Well, that's how I met Mark. I know on Twitter he's Mark Mantu, and I can't remember his real name. But that's how I met Mark.
Yeah, big tall guy, right?
Yeah,
he's a runner. I know who you're talking about.
Met him in the Disney community. He was on the Moms panel.
Yeah.
And everybody has that same background. They take that picture on the side at Epcot. It's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Should definitely do it.
Yeah. I'll apply again.
Yeah, go for it, buddy.
Yeah. So, John, is the Force strong with you?
My friend, the Force is so strong in the Donahue household. We are salivating with every news piece that comes out about the new Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
We're so excited. We started watching the old Star Wars movies just to get our fix.
All right. Well, not to shortchange Mr. Lucas, but the Disney marketing machine is in full gear.
Yes.
They are putting out Star Wars Awakening merchandise now in September. In advance, 6 months in advance of the movie.
Yep.
I was floored. And the toy stores, I mean, Toys R Us has got a countdown clock on their homepage of when the merchandise will hit the store. They are having a whole Midnight Madness event.
Well, they did a big toy open, a box opening. I think they did it last week. They did it every hour. They did it in a different country, and it went all across the world. And they had different. There are people on YouTube who do the box openings.
Yeah,
you know, they open up the box do a tour review. We're gonna do one of those in Park Hoppers. I should have done it like a month ago. We're gonna do it very soon. We're actually gonna do some of the contesting here. We've got a couple of collectibles, but they're from Marvel. But there's people who their whole channel on YouTube is opening up these toys and talking about it, and they did that, and it was huge.
Yeah.
And from my personal experience, when I was a kid, I didn't see Star Wars until it had been out for a year.
Whoa!
But I had all of the toys.
Wow.
So, like, you know, back in 1977. It might not have been a year. It might have been like it was still in the theaters. I couldn't believe it. But I had the Death Star. I had the X-Wing fighter. I had all the, you know, I had all the characters. I knew all about it, and I had never seen the movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, toys are a big deal.
Yeah. So when I grew up and I saw the movie, and when it was over, I got back in line to see the movie again. And after that was done, my movie theater was next to a Toys R Us. So I went over to Toys R Us and started buying some Star Wars stuff because I was like, well, that was cool. Now I have to own some of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish I kept on my little grubby hands on some of that because I have no idea where it went. Probably be valuable now. But
all of my toys are opened and played with, but my mom still has them.
Yeah, well, my Toy Story stuff is not. Anyway, so the new Star Wars themed merchandise and more will land in our galaxy at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resorts on September 4th, 2015 at midnight, 12:01. Set your hyperspace coordinates and come to this merchandise ticketed event to gather supplies and acquisitions in preparation for the highly anticipated film release, The Star Wars The Force Awakens, in December. I love that they sell tickets to buy things. I find that. I applaud Disney for doing that. I really do. They're probably the only people that can get away with it. Anyway, your offering includes these things. The opportunity to be among the first to purchase Star Wars and Star Wars The Force Awakening themed merchandise, including Disney theme park merchandise exclusive and licensed products, including apparel, toys, pins, magic bands, vinylmation, and more. Purchase limits will be applied. You will get amenity gift, Force Friday logo messenger bag, and, you know, we'll have to throw up a picture of it. It's cute. It's not anything I'd write home about, but, it, you know, it's free with your $50 ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So which side will you choose? No matter where your alliances fall, here are the details and where the event will take place. At Disneyland Resort, it will be at the World of Disney store, downtown Disney District. Here in Florida, at Walt Disney World, will be Once Upon a Toy, downtown Disney Marketplace, soon to be Disney Springs. As of right now, I went online, and the tickets are still available for this event. Tickets for the Force Friday merchandise event are $50 per person and are limited availability. So once they're gone, they're gone. No discounts will be applied to the event. Reservations for the Force Friday merchandise ticketed event will be accepted only via www.disneyparksmerchandise.com back on August 26th at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Pacific. But, hey, the tickets are still out there. If you're interested in going to this event and you have to have some of that exclusive magic band Vinylmation pin t-shirt, then this is the event for you, my kiddies.
Yeah, this is like D23. You pay your membership for the opportunity to purchase merchandise.
Yeah.
I think this would be great. If I just couldn't live without this stuff, I would definitely be one of those guys. This reminds me a lot about the like when they did the Vera Bradley event for the new Vera Bradley purses, and people lost their minds and had to. Look, I'm a fan. I love Star Wars. I love Disney. I'm not going to do that kind of nutty stuff. But you know what? A lot of people out there who will. And more power to you, kids. God love you. If you think about me and Tony, hook us up. But
let me ask you this. I didn't go searching, but did they put out any pictures of some of this stuff?
Yes. Yes and no.
Okay.
Some pictures of some of the toys. I don't know if it's the Disney merchandise stuff specifically, but some of the toys came out online a few weeks ago, and it was spoiling, which I don't know how much of it was spoiling and how much of it was calculated, knowing how J.J. Abrams works. But they were spoiling some of the stories for the movie. Because there's characters that people didn't know were in the movie and blah, blah, blah. And what does, you know, who does this person look like? Who does that person look like? And who's playing what character? You know, it was spoiling it a little bit. But, yeah, some of the pictures are out there. You have to look for them.
So that was the other question I had in my, you know, when I was reading all this. I said, well, how do I know if I'm going to, A, like the movie or B, like any of the characters that would make me want to go out and get the merchandise?
Well, you know, Han, Luke, and Leia are in the, and Chewbacca and C-3PO and R2-D2 are in the movie.
Okay, but can I get that stuff now? I mean, there were six other movies with those characters. I mean, I could go out and get a Darth Vader or a Han's or whatever. Well,
Darth is dead in this movie.
Okay.
But, I mean, you have to stop and think about, you know, I'm sure that, And if you guys disagree, please feel free to email us at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. But I'm sure that most of the people who are spending the $50 to get in line for this are really gearing themselves toward the theme park merchandise.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, the exclusive and licensed products, the magic bands and the Vinylmations. I mean, the Vinylmation people alone are going to, you know, melt, you know, to get their hands on boxes of, you know, Vinylmations.
Yeah. Well, they're probably going to limit them to one box, one complete box per person, probably.
Sure. If that. Yeah. If that.
Yeah. So, all right, it'll be interesting. The other thing I want to talk about briefly, since we're done with the Force Be With You, we had on Greg Amar, who was, you know, part of the Walt Disney Legacy Collection, and I found out that the Disneyland CD is now available. It was first only available at D23. That event is over. It is now available. I got mine on Amazon for less than the Disney Legacy website. No surprise there.
Womp womp.
And I also found out that the Toy Story CD is also available. So if you are a Toy Story fan, I would highly suggest that you go out and get these two CDs. The Toy Story is a two-disc set, and the Disneyland is a three-disc set. I believe with the Disneyland one, if you go to the Walt Disney Legacy Collection website, I'll put the web address in the show notes, or you can Google it. I believe you can get that set with a limited edition lithograph for a little bit more. You can't get that on Amazon. You can only get that from the Disney site. If you don't care about the lithograph and you want to save yourself a couple pennies, go to Amazon and get the Toy Story and the Disneyland CDs. They have a whole bunch on the website. You can take a look at them, but Amazon is probably the cheaper place to go get those.
So what's on the Disneyland album? Is it just park music?
Yeah, it's all of the park music. It starts with the dedication and goes down every attraction, almost, you know, the way they were built, I believe, is kind of nice. The order it went. And as Greg had said, these are, you know, digitally remastered and sound awesome. I have, you know, a couple of these Legacy Collection CDs already, and they really sound good with headphones on, or if you have really good speakers. I'm a big fan of this. You know, I love the Disney music. I can listen to that all day long.
Oh, yeah. It's some of the best in the business.
Yeah. And even the attraction music, you think, you know, a lot of times when you're on an attraction, you may not be paying attention to all the background music that is going on. And this really gives you a chance to, you know, listen to that uninterrupted without any screaming people.
Right.
You know, or crowds or anything like that.
Not that I want to encourage people to not purchase this, but I just checked while we were talking about it, and this album is available on Spotify.
The whole Disneyland?
Yeah. It's got everything. It starts off with the dedication.
Wow.
Main Street Station, and it goes all the way through to closing of Main Street USA. And it even has, like, Radiator Springs. Wow. Wow. So, yeah, that's great.
That's terrible.
It's not terrible.
Yes, it is.
In the sense that I want to own this, but I would love to listen to it first. This is where I listen to the Mary Poppins stuff. I listen to stuff on Spotify if I want to purchase it. If I don't really want to purchase it, I can listen to Spotify whenever I want to.
Yeah.
You know.
Interesting. We may have Greg back on and specifically talk about all of the stuff that's come out since the last time he was on.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Because there's a ton of stuff that they've been pumping out.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and that's the thing. And I want to go back. You know, listening to it on Spotify is great because they do run ads and people get paid for it. But you should always collect these things yourself. And the reason being is because the people who put these things together, you know, like Greg and like the producers and like the musicians on the album, you know, they'll get compensated for that. So, you know, that's why I do both. I listen to it on free because, you know, it's just playing. And when I own it, then I listen to it through iTunes. So,
yeah. Now, I wonder if I think there's some bonus and some exclusive stuff that, you know, that they're calling exclusive. I wonder if all of that is on Spotify too. I'll have to go find out if those bonus things are.
Yeah. You have to go look for it.
Yeah. Do a comparison. Yeah. I'll have to go look.
Yep. But guys, we have a new book we want to tell you about. The Dining at Disney.com 2015 Epcot International Food and Wine Festival Dining Guide is now available. So we want to make sure that you guys know that this guide has over 150 full color pages that include all the festival happenings, information, expert tips, and tons of photos. It's $9.99 regularly, but Sorcerer Radio fans can save $2 by using the special super secret code Sorcerer Radio at checkout. So this is great. I know the Dining at Disney.com folks. They're awesome people, and anything they have is high quality. It's definitely going to be something you're going to have before you attack the festival in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. I believe it's in PDF format, so you can drop it on your mobile device and use it at the festival, too. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that'll be handy to carry around with you. Yep, and we should mention that I believe this starting September now, this month, this show... Actually, select shows will now be on Sorcerer Radio again under Stars and Motor Cars. So if you don't listen to us here, you can listen to us on Sorcerer Radio. I believe we will be on Saturday nights at 7 p.m., if I'm not mistaken. You can go to Sorcerer Radio and check the full listing of, you know, all the shows that they have and cool. when they are. But we will be back on Sorcerer Radio, so that's good to know.
Awesome.
And the last thing we want to leave you with is if you have an ugly Magic Band and you need to fancy it up a bit, you can go to magicyourband.com and they have pretty little stickers that you can use for your Magic Band. They have quite a few selections for Halloween. If you're coming down for Halloween and you want to jazz up your band, they have the two-piece design or they have the one-piece design. They have... plenty of things for you to choose from. They have trains and monorails and Disney themed things. So you can even customize them by putting your name on them, your kid's name on them. You could put bride and groom, you know, you could happy anniversary mom, and you could all have, you know, anniversary bands of, you know, same colors, different colors, whatever you want. But if you go to magicyourbands.com, don't forget to use Disney Parks Podcast coupon at checkout, and you will save 10% off your purchase on top of any other discounts or promotions that Magic Your Bands is having.
Wow.
So don't forget, use coupon code Disney Parks Podcast.
All one word.
All one word, 10% off at magicyourbands.com. And that's it. That brings us to the end of another show. And as we'd like to say here, we will see you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc., are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through one niche upon